This morning, three of our graduating seniors have agreed to share their testimonies, Tyler Len, Jimmy Reith, and Claire Arakaki. So they will share in that order.
Hello. Pastor Lyle asked me to say a sermon today, and I didn't really know what to say because I couldn't really think of anything that God has done for me that really stood out. But then I thought about it more, and then He has, and He sent me a family that loves me and put me through school at Hawaiian Mission and supported me and made sure I did all my homework. And then He sent me to a Christian school where I can better understand Him and get closer to Him. And then He sent me to this church where I feel welcomed here, and yeah, that's about it. And I want to thank everybody who helped me, and God. That's all.
I'm very grateful that I get to be a part of this Seventh-day Adventist church. They've been very supportive of me throughout my life and my education, but most of all, Auntie Joyce has been there for me through everything. Oh, also, the Cheesemans raised me when I was little, and I'm thankful for that. I'm very blessed that everybody here has helped me out through my Christian education and my Christian values. I'm proud of my friends Rico and Chad that they got baptized today, and hopefully they can be spiritual leaders. When I was younger, I used to have some doubts about the church, mostly about the food because I didn't understand why I shouldn't eat what I want. I remember when I was like 4, I was with Auntie Debbie, and she was buying me pizza, and I told her I wanted pepperoni, and she said no. And I was like, I want the pepperoni, and she wouldn't give it to me. And I couldn't understand why she wouldn't give me the pepperoni, because I thought, if I want the pepperoni, I'm going to eat the pepperoni. So I just got the cheese pizza, and later on I realized that she was just trying to benefit my health, and it also says in the Bible that we should set guidelines on what we put into our stomachs. None of my parents are Adventists, and that's why I feel so blessed that Auntie Joyce found me and brought me into the church. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm also thankful for my pastor, Pastor Arakaki, who baptized me a long time ago and has taught me values in my life. And thank you for all my friends. I see a lot of people from HMA are here supporting us in our speeches and baptisms. And yeah, thank you, everybody.
There's someone else who has now willing to share. Aubrey Ferguson.
First, when Pastor Arakaki asked me to do a testimony today up here, I really didn't want to do it because I never spoke in front of a church like this. And I'm really nervous right now, but as I was looking back throughout my life, I realized I was really blessed with my parents who always try to take me to church as much as they can, even I didn't want to really, because it was really boring at first. And they worked so hard, even like throughout the hard times, they worked so hard for me and my brothers so we could go to Christian school and have good education. Especially this past 2 years, since I came to Hawaii, it was really stressful for me and hard. Especially the teachers who gave me a lot of homework and tests, they're really stressing me out. But my friends, teachers, and my church families, and my families, they all have been helping me out to get through it. And last year, I finally decided to get baptized last December. I'm really glad that I decided to get baptized because as I accepted God in my life, I feel like more happy. Every day was happy. Next year I'm moving, I'm going to college and I'm really scared. But I'm just I pray every day to God so I could have the same good people that I have here that influenced me in a good way and made me want to go to church every week. I just want to say thank you to everyone, my friends, my teachers, my church family, and my family, and especially God that influenced me and changed me. Yeah.
God has been working with me throughout my whole life. Even when I was not aware of his leadings, he's always been there for me and tried to steer me in the right direction. While I may not have always listened to the counseling that he's tried to give me, I know he was an ever-present source of strength throughout my life. When my mom was pregnant with me, she started bleeding and thought she had a miscarriage. However, somehow God protected me, and I was able to make it thus far in my life. One verse that has really been prevalent throughout my life is Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Being able to attend Punahou throughout my high school years was truly a blessing. It not only helped me to grow intellectually, but it put me in an atmosphere where nobody knew that I was a pastor's kid. It was really good for me, though, to get out of my comfort zone and witness to other people about what I believe and how much my faith matters to me, not just because I'm a pastor's kid. With every single bit of joy I found in high school, there was always a lot of hard work and different stressors that I experienced. It was very easy to get discouraged with every new trial or temptation. But another verse that helped me is found in Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. As I finish a chapter of my life and move on to a new place, I know that God will always be there, helping, protecting me, and giving me strength to deal with whatever I face. I would like to share with you a song with the help of my brother and sister that really has really helped in my life, and I hope it will bring a blessing to you as well.
Goes against the way I am to put my youth. Surrender of everything. Life is so